Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Now, I told you that my daughter...
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah, no, you probably shouldn't. So she fell head first. From where into what?
Okay, so we're renovating at the moment. So we've got a deck. Now, it starts off like level with the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes out and the ground drops down.
Okay,
and the deck keeps going.
Right, very nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's nice. Which is why we're putting an alfresco over the top. So we're currently putting an alfresco over the top of the deck.
Yeah.
So they had to take a couple of the balustrades out.
Yes.
To be able to do it and put new poles in. And they haven't put the cords back up. So it's just an open deck.
Oh, she's fallen straight off the end of the deck.
Yes. But what had happened was there, like part of it, okay, I can't say it's her own fault, but it sort of is. So there was a soccer ball.
That's what you get.
No. One of the planks had been taken up,
mm-hmm.
and a soccer ball got stuck in between like
the
plank and the edge. So she didn't want to put her hand down because there were spiderwebs there. So she leant over with both her hands free to grab the soccer ball and then just kept going.
Top heavy.
Yeah.
Went over.
It went over and fell off the deck head first.
Oh.
And I was just like, obviously.
Is it grass? Is it grass down there? What is it?
It's AstroTurf, so fake lawn.
Oh,
but
that's
also,
hard.
That had been ripped back. Because they're putting, so it was like gravel and there was like a child's metal play thing that I think she may have hit. So I was like, ah, and like ran because I didn't see
it.
Ev saw it and he was like, ah, and I turned around and she was gone. So I figured out what had happened. And I ran down the steps and picked her up and I'm like, are you okay? She was crying. She had a massive egg on her head.
Oh, but no.
No concussion.
No,
I'm like,
no blood
No
either?
Blood, nothing like that. I checked her, got her ice pack. A couple minutes later, she was fine.
And how long did it take for the egg to go down?
Not long.
Oh,
so
good.
By the next morning, it was okay. I think it was still a bit bruised because when I was brushing her hair, she's like, ow. But like,
because then it's like, you go to school, what happened?
Yeah, no, but it was under the hairline.
Oh,
so it was,
okay.
Yeah, on the top of the head where she...
Yeah, where she...
So she's okay. But I was like, and also for once, it wasn't my son who'd hurt himself, so that was a win.
Finally, it was one of my daughters.
It was one of the other ones. But I was like, so many times people have got to have like fallen head first.
Top heavy, straight in. I'm trying to think if I've ever gone head over. Just whoop. There was at one time, it wasn't just head over. That was full body because I slipped on cow poo and then went straight in full body. It was like a belly buster. Top heavy.
It is like the lady in the long drop. Yes, they fell head first into the long drop.
Yeah, see, people do it.
Let us know. When did you fall head first? Jackie's given us a call. Jackie, what happened?
Oh, hello. Well, I was only about 18 months old and I was standing on a chair. So with my back against like the back, but standing up behind my sister, who was only about 3. And we were in a house on stilts and my sister got up to get another book because I was reading a book over her shoulder.
Oh.
She got up to get another book and the weight shifted. So the chair tilted backwards and I went straight through the window because they weren't safety glass back then. So, I smashed through the window head first and landed on a concrete path below. Yeah, so... My head was a bit open like a toilet lid and my mum had 4 children in 4 years. So we were like nearly 2, 3, 4 and 5. Dad was at work and, of course, back in the day you had one car. Dad was at work. He had the car. So mum chucked all the kids into the pram and then wrapped a towel around my head and was like running down the street trying to get a neighbour to help her. Take me to the hospital.
What?
Were you okay?
Oh, well, look, some people would say no, but I think I've come out of it all right.
Your poor mum must have been petrified.
What a story.
Poor thing. Yeah.
How high off the ground was the house? You said it was on piles. Are we talking like 1 metre or was it?
It was on, so probably like the floor of the house would have been like at 1.5. And then like I was on a chair, so probably 2 meters.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. What a story, Jackie.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
That's no worries.
Just as a parent now,
yeah.
I'm like, whoa, we're gonna tie ho on these kids. You can't have too many too quick if there's an accident.
I know. Oh, I'm so glad she's okay. Andrew's given us a call. Andrew, what happened?
Hi there. I was at good old church Easter camp in my early 20s, and back in the time of Lake Coolangatta, they had trampolines. They took them out pretty soon after I did this, though, unfortunately. But, yeah, I was doing a bit of a showing-off thing with the girls, doing some somersaults and stuff, and I was doing a backward somersault and then bounced straight into a forward somersault. And after I did a couple of those, one of them I didn't land too good, so I launched into a forward somersault but didn't get the angle right and just ended face-first into the springs. And then had some nice big scabs down my face, down my nose and cheeks and stuff. And the worst bit I was most upset about is it scratched up on brand new Oakleys that I only just had for about a month or so.
You'd be annoyed about that. Yeah,
yeah,
you really would be.
Obviously, blood everywhere?
Yeah, a fair bit. But I didn't, you know, I didn't want to go home from camp because these two camps were awesome. So I sort of spent the next 3 days with, you know, face like a car crash for the rest of the camp.
Yeah, but you got the ladies, didn't you? They loved you.
Yeah, it's also why you signed indemnity forms.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
That is brilliant. Trampolines, they are dangerous, aren't they? A few texts coming through. One here from Aaron says, my foot slipped on a patch of water and I dived head first in between two tables at a food court. Everyone's around.
You know, it's not the pain of the fall in that circumstance that hurts the most.
Shame.
The embarrassment of doing it in front of other people.
I can picture that. You're waiting for your kebab and then bang, bang, bang. You're like, what's going on? Full-size adult under a table. What are you doing?
Once, speaking of head injuries, we were at a birthday party and Evan had both the girls under his arm chasing the nieces and nephews and trying to beat them.
Oh, yeah.
Went up some stone steps.
Oh, no.
Tripped. But because he had the girls in his hand, like he pulled them back and took the full force of impact with his face, he got it just on the corner of his eye, like going in to just below the eyebrow. So he's so lucky he just missed his eye, split his whole face open, ambulance was called, blood everywhere.
Firstly, well done, Dad.
Yeah, like, I mean, protecting the girls.
Exactly. Blood everywhere. Does he have a scar at all?
Yeah, massive scar. He was very lucky, though, when we went into emergency. It just happened to be on call was, like, to do the stitching and stuff like that. Yeah. They were also a plastic surgeon.
Oh, well, that's convenient. Yeah. She got some work done.
Well, while you're there.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.